Monday, October 19th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, in whom we live and move and have our being, you created us for yourself, so that our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Grant to us such piety of heart and strength of purpose that no selfish passion may hinder us from knowing your will, and no weakness from doing it. In your light, may we see life clearly, and in your service, find perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 98. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Sing a new song to the Lord. He has worked miracles. And with his own powerful arm, he has won the victory. The Lord has shown the nations that he has the power to save and to bring justice. God has been faithful in his love for Israel, and his saving power is seen everywhere on earth. Tell everyone on earth to sing happy songs in praise of the Lord. Make music for him on harps, play beautiful melodies. Sound the trumpets and horns and celebrate with joyful songs for our Lord and King. Command the ocean to roar with all of its creatures and the earth to shout with all of its people. Order the rivers to clap their hands and all of the hills to sing together. Let them worship the Lord. He is coming to judge everyone on the earth, and he will be honest and fair. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. I saw another angel come from heaven. This one had great power, and the earth was bright because of all his glory. The angel shouted, "Fallen, powerful Babylon has fallen and is now the home of demons. It is the den of every filthy spirit and of all unclean birds and every dirty and hated animal. Babylon's evil and immoral wine has made all nations drunk. Every king on earth has slept with her, and every merchant on earth is rich because of her evil desires. Then I heard another voice from heaven shout, "My people, you must escape from Babylon. Don't take part in her sins and share her punishment. Her sins are piled as high as heaven. God has remembered the evil she has done. Treat her as she has treated others. Make her pay double for what she has done. Make her drink twice as much of what she mixed for others. That woman honored herself with a life of luxury. Reward her now with suffering and pain." Deep in her heart, Babylon said, "I am the queen. Never will I be a widow or know what it means to be sad." And so, in a single day, she will suffer the pain of sorrow, hunger, and death. Fire will destroy her dead body, because her judge is the powerful Lord God. Every king on earth who slept with her and shared in her luxury will mourn. They will weep when they see the smoke from that fire. Her sufferings will frighten them, and they will stand at a distance and say, "Pity that great and powerful city. Pity Babylon. In a single hour, her judgment has come." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Jacob Arminius. Jacob Arminius was a Dutch pastor and theologian born in 1559. He spent most of his pastorate in the city of Amsterdam, where he opposed the predestination position of Calvinism, even as it became the official state religion. To Arminius, predestination meant that all who accept Christ are predestined to be saved by God, but it is the choice of the individual to accept or reject God in the life of Christ. Many of the teachings of Arminius were embraced by John Wesley and are part of the Methodist tradition. Collect for Jacob Arminius. Almighty God, you gave to your servant Jacob Arminius special gifts of grace to understand and teach the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Grant that by this teaching we may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
O God of heavenly power, by the might of your command, you drive away from our bodies all the sickness and infirmity. Be present in your goodness with those we lift today, that their weakness may be banished and their strength restored, and that with health being renewed, all may bless your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 Almighty God, who sits in the throne judging right, we humbly request you to bless the courts of justice and judges in this land, and give unto them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that they may discern the truth and impartially administer the law in the fear of you alone. Through him who shall come to be our judge, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the work of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.